I have no fucking clue.
Where do you want to put the signal on? Like, what are you thinking?
I don't know. Anywhere with tile, it'll stick.
Anywhere with tile, it will stick?
Yeah. Or like this stuff. Or signs, even. It won't stick to, like, anything that's real bumpy.
Anything that's real bumpy.
Like, it won't stick to this. It won't stick to that. We'll definitely need to clean that.
Nonsense. It's fine. Only looks like a little moldy. Partial mold? I don't know. It's definitely stuck there now.
It might fall down in the middle of the night and set off the alarm.
Look, that would be fucking great. To set the Jimmy John's alarm off in the middle of the night. Like,
I'm going to get a call at 3 fucking o'clock in the morning. Kyle, you need to go to the store. The alarm's going off.
Fuck that, I'd call Ray.
Bro, I had to do that shit at fucking Stickney. One of my managers forgot to lock the fucking door. And the wind blew it open. Police were like searching shit.
No, I'd call Ray. I'd be like, you're the closest one to the store. You can do this.
Yeah, he'd be like, you can suck a dick.
Be like, hey, I know it's 6 a.m. But
that might stay for a couple days.
I wanted to just fall and nail somebody in the head.
Right?
Like, preferably Aston.
Yeah, Aston noticed our little fucking thing here. Don't worry about it, Aston.
Or not whip. What the fuck? I think it's called like a morning star. There's a technical name for that weapon.
I'm going to call it a springy thing with pennies on the end.
Springy thing with pennies on the end.
Whoa, I almost hit myself in the face.
Look, so long as I'm not walking out of here with a black eye, I don't care. Don't do that. Go underhand.
Go underhand?
Yeah,
why?
You have more control over it.
Really?
Yeah. Because what you're supposed to do is, as you're swinging it this way... As you're swinging it that way, you can throw it out.
I think I'm giving it too much slack.
When you're, like, trying to bring it down to hit somebody, that's when you're supposed to go the other way. I wish people could just, you know, see the spring. The spring thingy with the pennies. No one's gonna have a fucking clue what we're talking
about. This shit.
I think we're MacGyver, like 90% of everything around here.
I really hope fucking Henry sees that. It's like, what the fuck is this? Oh, you know, Caleb's we push it underneath the coal tables and kick out pieces of bread. Why don't you just pull the coal tables out? Henry, we know what we're doing.
You know, or we could put like some sticky shit on the end of it and just be like, shit rolls underneath the coal table, we just throw it underneath there. Pull it back out.
Just smack people on the head. Hey, you're doing that wrong.
You know, I wouldn't mind hitting an occasional customer or two with that. Shit. Like, come on. Like, don't bring your family of 6 kids in, eat, and then not clean your table up.
Yeah.
Vaping over there?
No.
Let me just turn the colors on. Look, guys. Lights up.
I'm so cool. I match it to the colors of my car.
Now you can tell I'm vaping in the dark.
Yeah. Shit. Fuck.
We used to get kicked out of movie theaters all the fucking time with that. We would just sit underneath the projection box and be like 4 kids vaping. Completely. Have you ever done that in a movie theater? Someone vapes in a movie theater and your smoke goes up in front of the projector, it will completely like
block out the screen.
Yeah, like nice. It just and if it doesn't, it clouds the whole entire, like, it makes it all look like cloudy.
Nice.
It's the worst thing ever.
I used to take laser pointers in there. You know, like poke people's eyes and shit.
That wasn't my water.
Oh, that was my cherry coke.
Oh, yeah.
Or garlic pepper, whatever it is.
Did not taste good.
I think the most fucked up thing I ever did in a movie theater was take in paper bags. Just, you know, like, during a scary part, fucking pop it.
I would be so fucking pissed off with you.
Yeah. I never got kicked out, though.
I went to go see Prisoner of Azkaban when I was, like, a little kid. And I remember there was this fucking kid with a laser pointer. And, like, my grandma, no shit, like, got up out of her seat, walked down to the kid, took it out of his hands, slapped him in the back of the head, and just sat back down. And then security came in, and we're like, we're gonna have to ask you to leave. She's like, he had a fucking laser pointer. She's like, I want a refund. They're like, we can't give you a refund. We're kicking you out. She's like, I want a refund. She's like, alright, how about 2 tickets to any movie you want? Grandma's like, instantly, fine, fucking take it. Caleb, we're coming back next week to see Harry Potter.
Oh, man. I like how you're just recording our conversations.
You know, that's how a podcast works. Is it not? That's how I assumed a podcast work, essentially, is just, you know, two people talking.
But we have to have interesting shit to talk about. Do you remember, you ever saw that movie, Malibu's Most Wanted?
No.
What? You've never seen that?
No.
Alright, so there's
somehow, how fucking old are you? You're like, what,
27?
27?
Yeah.
And you've never heard of the Pixies?
No.
Like,
I might have heard of their music, but I've never heard of that band.
Like, Where Is My Mind? Like, Where Is My Mind? No?
Nope.
Like, watch Fight Club. There you go.
So, you know how, like, black people are really loud in movie theaters? Like, that's a stereotype?
Yeah, it's...
So, Malibu's Most Wanted is about this white guy that thinks he's, like, black.
Oh, it's kind of like, What fucking movie was it? It was, like, called Tombstone? No. Blazing Saddles. You ever see Blazing Saddles? Oh my god, it's like a western movie.
So you tell him to stop being black.
I'm really sorry, okay?
So he starts being white.
Drops the accent right away.
And then they take him to a movie theater for like the final test. Oh my god.
But no, Blazing Saddles, it takes place in like country western times. I don't know why I said country western times. It's western times. With, like, fucking cowboys and shit. But
now all I can see is, like, Garth Brooks. On
But, essentially, it's this black dude who rolls into town. And instantly they're like, yeah, just hang him. And then he's like, he just instantly starts acting white. But, like, he arrests himself in the very beginning. Like he walks out, puts his own gun to his head, and he's like, I'll shoot this nigga!
So it's a comedy?
Yeah, it's a comedy about, like, a black guy pretending to be white the whole entire time.
Is that on Netflix?
It might be. It was made in, like, 19, like, something.
Like around the time Airplane was made?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, it's same era.
Same kind of comedy?
Yeah.
They're supposed to be making a sequel to Spaceballs. Not a remake, but like a sequel.
You know, I don't know what the fuck you're going to do there with that.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Like, the first one is just perfect. You can't redo that shit. But you Super Troopers 2 is coming out soon.
Oh my god. See, Kyle, I'm gonna have to take work off that day. You know what the funny part is? Is that they've decided to go and release it on 420.
It's the only acceptable day.
But, like, it's genius. Flat out genius.
To release it on 420?
Yeah, to release part 2 on 420. Like, come on, everybody's gonna line up for that.
I'm also waiting for The Incredibles 2. It's supposed to be like seconds after the ending of the first one. Remember that mole guy pops out of the ground?
Yeah.
That's supposed to be like the start of the next movie.
You know, fucking, we've waited like what? How many years? Like 10
15 years too late.
15 years? Are you serious? I was reading something like they were going to put him in like Kingdom Hearts 3.
Who? The Incredibles?
Yeah.
Like all of them?
Yeah. Like, I was reading something on Snapchat that they were going to put the Incredibles in. And that, you know, it's not far off because they already put, what's her fucking name? She's got long hair, Disney princess. Rapunzel. They put Rapunzel?
Rapunzel.
Yeah, they put Rapunzel's world. Or Finn. Finn and what's her fucking name?
Who's Finn? All I can think about is Adventure Time Finn.
Ryder? With the fucking Disney movie? With the horse? And the little gecko, and the girl with the long hair, Rapunzel, I don't fucking know. But her world's in there, and it's owned by Pixar. So, you know,
well,
Pixar...
Disney and Pixar are one thing now, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But, you know... Toy Story's going in there.
They should have stopped after Toy Story 3.
Are they making another Toy Story?
I thought they were, weren't they? Well, I mean, they made short ones. I cry every time.
I kind of, every time I see three, because I'm like, no, they're going to die. And then it's, no, he gave his toys away. And then when I left, I thought about it. I was like, fuck that. I don't want three more movies with this little brat. Like, take the toys to college.
Yeah. They overdid the Monsters, Inc. thing, too.
Did they?
I think so. The Monsters University, did you see that?
Yeah.
I didn't care for it. I thought that went in the wrong direction.
I didn't think it did. You know, well, that's the whole thing, is that, like, my generation, we're not that far off, but I know that. But, you know, as a little kid, I went to go see that when I was a little kid. You were probably, like...
Monsters, Inc.?
Yeah.
I was probably 12.
Okay, I was like 8 or 22, whatever, like 6 or some shit. I don't know. But, you know, when it came out, it was just around the time as me graduating and going off to college. So I was like, that's pretty fucking cool that, you know, I get their backstory the same time as I get to go off to college.
Yeah.
Like, it was pretty fucking cool for everybody my age. You checking the ghosts?
Yeah. I really do think these stores are haunted.
Dude, I'm telling you, I can fucking sit here and I'll hear shit all fucking night moving in the lobby.
When you're standing out there by the table, like, you'll hear the printer print and nothing's there. You
yeah.
hear the door open.
Yeah, like, same thing with the bathroom fucking doors.
Yeah.
How they fucking lock themselves.
I wonder what Bailey's doing.
Probably work.
Fuck work.
As we're at work. Just put it on speakerphone. Be like, surprise! Now part of the podcast.
What are we calling this?
You know, Jimmy's downtime. Well, what the hell do you want me to do about it, Wayne? Like,
oh, yeah. Well,
you're recording again.
Yeah,
okay.
We are. I only paused it.
I thought you were playing it back.
Nope. I mean, we can. I don't know. Fuck it. Goodbye!